On this fourth Sunday after the Epiphany, we continue to go through the season with great joy, knowing what is being revealed is Jesus, who truly is God for us. And so our Old Testament reading today was from Deuteronomy chapter 18, beginning at verse 15. And it focused on how, at one time, the great prophet Moses, who indeed brought God's law from Mount Sinai, promised that God would raise up for you a prophet like me, he says, from among your people, from your brothers, and as to him you shall listen, God promised. And so we know this prophet who would come would be Jesus, but he was far more than a prophet, but would indeed pay the very price of the Son of God to bring salvation for all people. And of course, the epistle reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 8. In this text, St. Paul reflects upon the false idols in Corinth and indeed how there's nothing that holds any Christian down because food will not condemn any to God by what we eat or what we drink. And yet he focuses very strongly on the fact that in our freedom from Jesus, we cannot use it to put our weaker brother underneath our feet, but must serve them, sacrifice for them, and see fit even to restrain ourselves for their good so that they would not be led into temptation and lose faith in Christ. And lastly, Mark chapter 1, we look at the faithfulness of Jesus, who went to Capernaum, attended a worship service in the synagogue, where scripture was read, and he indeed interpreted it in such a way that amazed the people because he was unlike any other person, unlike the scribes, unlike any, because he was the Word made flesh. And he was the Word that would say, you search the scriptures to find life, but in them it is where you will find me. And of course, we know after he was done explaining the scripture text, like where the truth is shared, so too the demon in the synagogue cried out against Jesus to try to silence the truth, and yet Jesus silenced him. And in doing so, even saved the demon-possessed man from great hardship of being a victim to such grave evil. May you be blessed this week in the faithfulness of God, who watches over us, who provides for us, who protects us with the very faithfulness of Jesus and the goodness that shines upon us all our days. For the promise of your baptism, go in peace. Let us pray today. Almighty God, you know we live in the midst of so many dangers that in our frailty we cannot stand upright. Grant strength and protection to support us in all dangers and carry us through all temptations. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.